Hello there. Thanks so much for listening to today's challenge. We're in 2 Corinthians chapter 3 today, just two verses, verses 12 and 13. 2 Corinthians 3, 12 and 13. Paul says, "Since we have such a hope, we are very bold, not like Moses, who would put a veil over his face so that the Israelites might not gaze at the outcome of what was being brought to an end." If you know the story, whenever Moses went into the presence of God to get commandments from God and the law of God from God, when he came down, his face glowed so much that they were freaked out by it. And so he put a veil over his face. But now here we see Paul tells us why. He put a veil over his face, not as much to protect the people from being scared, but also because the glory would start to fade and he didn't want people to see the glory fade. So he hid that fact. But listen, we're not to hide our glory that we have from God. Paul's been explaining and saying, look, if the law that brought death, which couldn't save anybody, came with glory, how much more glory now should we, who have the true salvation through faith alone in Jesus and God's provision for man's sin, how much more should we be showing and allowing this true glory to show through us? Again, it's not from me trying to fake like I'm happy or fake like I got glory, but actually being joyous and allowing the Spirit of Christ within us and knowing His truth so much take root in my heart that it just flows out of us. It just reveals to others there's something different about Him. It's not phony. It's not fake. It's obvious that it's from someone else. Matthew chapter 5. Listen to verses 14 through 16. "You are the light of the world. A city set on a hill cannot be hidden, nor do people put a light on do people light a lamp and put it under a basket, but on its stand, and it gives light to all the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others so that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father who is in heaven." We have a glory because of our salvation, and we have a peace and a joy. The Bible says the evidence of the fruit of the Spirit is love and joy and peace and patience and gentleness and kindness. Is anybody seeing this from you? Or are you trying to shine for Jesus on your own strength, and that's not going to work? 1 Peter chapter 2, listen to verses 9 through 12. "But you are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people for His own possession, that you may proclaim the excellencies of Him who called you out of darkness into His marvelous light. Once you were not a people, but now you are God's people. Once you had not received mercy, but now you have received mercy. Beloved, I urge you as sojourners and exiles to abstain from the passions of the flesh, which wage war against your soul. Keep your conduct among the Gentiles honorable, so that when they speak against you as evildoers, they may see your good deeds and glorify God on the day of visitation." You have to understand, I have to understand that we are not the old person anymore if we're in Christ. We're a new creation. The old is gone. The new has come. And we're a royal priesthood, a chosen people, a holy nation. We've now been brought from darkness to light, and we should let the truth of that joy resonate in our hearts and flow out from our hearts. Listen to 1 Peter chapter 3, verses 15 through 17. "But in your hearts, honor Christ as Lord, the Lord as holy, always being prepared to make a defense to anyone who asks you for a reason for the hope that is in you, yet do it with gentleness and good in respect, having a good conscience, so that when you're slandered, those who revile your good behavior in Christ may be put to shame. For it's better to suffer for doing good, if that should be God's will, than for doing evil." He says, listen, you should be living your life in such a way that people are asking you to give the reason for the hope that's within you. How come you're so happy right now? Don't you know what's going on in this world? How can you have peace right now? Don't you understand how bad things are? How can you have joy? Don't you realize how bad the election's going to be? And unfortunately, so many Christians today have taken their eyes off of Jesus and the joy set before us, and we actually are focusing on the world and what's happening to the point that we don't look a whole lot different from the rest of the world, even though we have a glory that is greater than the law. Moses hid that his glory was fading. Are you doing the same thing by pretending that you're walking with Jesus and everything's good when it's not? Is your joy seeping away? Are you losing the joy of your salvation? Spend some time with Jesus, letting His truth and His word resonate in your hearts, and it will flow out automatically as you know and believe what He has said, and then others will be drawn to you. actually, they'll be drawn to him. I look forward to sharing some more with you tomorrow. Hope to see you then.